Guachinches in Tenerife, what they are and which ones to visit. If there's one experience that captures the essence of Tenerife's food culture, it's visiting a guachinche. Deeply rooted in the island's winemaking tradition, these establishments are far more than just places to eat. They offer a glimpse into rural Canarian life, its timeless flavors, and a way of welcoming people that's simple and warm. If you want to discover Tenerife beyond the beaches, a guachinche is a must. What is a guachinche? A guachinche is a traditional Tenerife establishment serving homegrown wine alongside hearty Canarian home cooking. Its origins lie with the island's farming families, who used the surplus from their own grape harvest to share with neighbors and visitors, together with a few traditional dishes. What began as a gesture of rural hospitality has over time become a unique gastronomic institution. In their early days, guachinches were improvised spaces inside people's own homes or wineries. Simple rooms, mismatched tables, chairs from all sorts of places, and walls decorated with everyday farming objects. That unpolished, no-frills style remains one of their hallmarks today. How to spot a traditional guachinche? Not every venue calling itself a guachinche is one in the traditional sense. Here's what sets a genuine one apart. Homegrown wine. Wine is at the heart of it all. A genuine guachinche makes its own wine from grapes grown on the island, and it's the first thing you'll be offered at the table. You can order it by the quarter liter, or medio, half liter, the traditional way to ask for it. Homestyle, seasonal cooking. The menu is short, but honest. What's on offer depends on what's available that day. Don't expect an extensive menu or elaborate dishes. The key lies in the quality of the local produce and traditional home cooking. H3, a simple family atmosphere. No fancy decor, no pretense. The setting is informal, often with shared tables and a warm, direct approach to service. Many guachinches are found on old farms, rural houses, or spaces set within the natural surroundings of the island's north. Seasonal opening hours. The most traditional guachinches open for as long as their own harvest lasts. Although many have extended their opening season by buying wine from other producers, it's always worth checking before you set off. Where can you find guachinches in Tenerife? The highest concentration of guachinches is found in the north of the island, in the areas with the strongest winemaking tradition. That said, you can also find interesting options in the south, particularly Canarian restaurants that keep the guachinche spirit alive, even if they aren't authentic in the regulated sense. Guachinches in the north of Tenerife. The north is the natural home of the guachinche. The municipalities with the highest number of establishments are La Orotava, Santa Úrsula, La Matanza de Acentejo, Los Realejos, Tacoronte, and La Laguna. With its vineyards, farmland, and green landscapes, this area offers the perfect backdrop to understand where these places come from. If you're planning a trip to Mount Taida or the Orotava Valley, pairing it with a stop at a guachinche is a decision you'll rarely regret. Guachinches in the south of Tenerife. Although fewer in number, options exist in the south too. In municipalities such as Candelaria, Guimar, Arona, and San Miguel de Abona, you'll find Canarian restaurants offering a similar experience with traditional dishes and a family atmosphere. These are a good alternative if you're staying mainly in the south of the island. The best guachinches in Tenerife in 2026. Below, you'll find a selection of well-regarded establishments with an established presence and a strong reputation among locals and visitors alike. Before heading out, always confirm opening hours and availability, as these can vary by season. Guachinches in the north. Guachinche El Cubano, La Orotava, a traditional welcoming spot known for its fusion of Canarian cuisine and Cuban touches. Look out for generous portions of grilled meat, classic dishes like tostones and ropa vieja, and homegrown wine, all served in a rustic family setting. Guachinche Romance, La Orotava, one of the island's most highly rated, with a terrace and views. Standout dishes include homemade croquettes and grilled meats. Booking ahead is recommended. La Huerta de Ana y Eva, La Matanza de Acentejo, an authentic guachinche much loved by locals. Don't miss the mushrooms with almogrote and the ropa vieja. Casa Pedro, Los Realejos, a local favorite with over 100 positive reviews, known for its sweet potato salad and homemade almogrote. Guachinche El Pino, Los Realejos, classic atmosphere and honest cooking with great value for money. Guachinche Casalito, Santa Úrsula, ideal for a trip through the north. Canarian cooking at its most home style, stews, grilled cheese, and marinated meats. Guachinche El Fogón, La Laguna, handy for its location near the northern airport. Home-cooked food at affordable prices with friendly service. Guachinche La Casona, La Orotava, set on a rural estate with parking and panoramic views. Perfect for a relaxed meal surrounded by nature. Guachinches in the South. Guachinche La Basilica, Candelaria, one of the most recommended options in the South, serving traditional Canarian cooking in a great atmosphere. Restaurante El Cordero, San Miguel de Abona, Guargacho, about a 20-minute drive from the tourist South. Known for grilled meats served with wrinkled potatoes and mojo, set among banana plantations. What to eat at a guachinche in Tenerife? The menu at a traditional guachinche is short, but every dish has a story behind it. Here are the most common ones. Papas arrugadas con mojo, the undisputed stars. Potatoes boiled in coarse salt and served with mojo picon, a spicy red sauce, or coriander-based mojo verde. Queso asado, soft grilled goat's cheese, served with mojo and sometimes palm honey. Carne fiesta, marinated, fried pork, the most iconic dish of traditional Canarian festivals. Garbanzas, a slow-cooked stew of chickpeas, ribs, chorizo, and vegetables. Escaldón de gofio, gofio, toasted grain flour, mixed with hot broth, garlic and paprika, a comforting winter dish. Rancho Canario, a hearty stew with pulses, noodles, meat and vegetables, one of the most representative dishes of Canarian cuisine. Pulpo guisado, a much-loved octopus dish, usually prepared with salt, vinegar and pepper. Ropa vieja, a chickpea stew with shredded meat, one of the tastiest specialities on offer. To finish, don't leave without trying some traditional Canarian desserts. You can discover them in more detail in this article on our blog. How much does it cost to eat at a guachinche? Guachinches offer a simple dining experience with dishes made from local produce and homegrown wine. Prices vary depending on the establishment, the area, and the season, so it's not possible to give a single figure. Generally speaking, the idea is an accessible meal without any frills, where what you're paying for is the authenticity of the produce and the setting. What most guachinches have in common is a limited, ever-changing menu with no elaborate dishes, and wine that's usually included or available at a modest price. That said, the experience is worth it for what it is, a meal full of history and local flavor that you're unlikely to find anywhere else. Tips for visiting a guachinche in Tenerife. Before you head out, keep these tips in mind. Check it's open. Many guachinches don't keep fixed hours, and some close depending on the harvest season. Call ahead before traveling. Bring cash. The more traditional establishments don't always accept card payments. Book if you can. The most popular guachinches fill up quickly, especially at weekends and on public holidays. Ask about the dish of the day. The menu is short and changes according to what's available. The waiter, or the family running the place, will happily guide you. Bear the location in mind. Many are in rural areas reached by narrow roads, so having your own car is the most convenient option. Order your wine like a local, by the quarto or the medio, not by the glass. It's all part of the ritual. Don't expect fancy decor. Simplicity is part of the charm. If you're after an informal, authentic atmosphere, guachinches are exactly what they seem. Discover the flavors of Tenerife during your stay. Visiting a guachinche is one of the best ways to connect with Tenerife's culture, beyond the usual tourist trail. And if you'd like to pair that experience with quality accommodation on the island, the Princess Hotels in Tenerife are the perfect base. Both Guayamina Princess and Princess Inspire Tenerife, located in Costa Adeje, offer all-inclusive stays right on the seafront in the south of the island, from where you can easily plan a trip north to discover the most authentic guachinches. Book your stay and discover Tenerife through all its flavors.